Listen up, everyone. This is Jacob. Today, it's an undercover, super secret mission down Gillian Lane.
Bug Grace's house?
They've been asking some pretty strange questions lately.
Eavesdrop on Grace?
Secrets of coloring?
Find their seats. We'll be getting started with the awards banquet in just a few minutes.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're getting started on time. Brooke's pretty nervous about accepting her awards.
Yeah, well, Becca was having some butterflies of her own on the way over here. Luke seemed calm, though.
Oh, Brooke didn't tell us Luke was up for awards this year.
Really? Well, let me see here. It looks like he's up to receive one for, that's funny. I don't see his name in the program at all.
Oh, was he really involved in a lot this year?
No, I guess he wasn't.
He's just been spending a lot of time at the store lately, Ben. I mean, he's been keeping busy, though, just not here at school.
Right. He has been at the store a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Taylor, there you are. I wanted to thank you for donating the punch for tonight's banquet.
Oh, sure.
And for providing the punch bowl attendant.
Attendant?
Luke. He won't let anyone else lend a hand. Just keeps telling them to go and enjoy the ceremony. You've got yourself quite a young man in that one, Mr. Taylor. He's always helping out someone.
So I see. Well, thank you, Mrs. Paul.
No, thank you.
And that concludes tonight's awards banquet. We hope you all enjoyed the ceremony. Congratulations again to everyone who received recognition here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Please feel free to stay and enjoy some of the many refreshments that were so graciously provided by the people of Coleraine.
Mommy, I'm thirsty. Can we please go get something to drink?
That's where we're headed, Tim.
Do you think they have food, too? I'm starved.
No. Listen to you two. You'd think we hadn't eaten anything since breakfast.
Yeah, and we just ate dinner before we came.
All right. Come on, let's go over to the refreshment table, and whoever wants something can get something, okay?
Oh, yeah. I better catch up with Luke and Becca, too.
Ben, hi. How are you?
Well, Janet, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Boy, being here takes you back a little, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Come on, Healy. Let's go.
Go ahead, Justin. I'll be right there.
Looks like you have some really great kids, Ben.
Thanks. I think so.
Becca must have received at least 6 different awards.
Yeah.
I don't think there were even that many groups to be involved in when we were here.
I think you're right.
And Luke. Well, just look at him. He hasn't left the kitchen area all night.
Is he still there?
Mm-hmm. Right over there, dishing up the cake.
Well, it was nice talking with you, Janet, but I really need to get going.
Oh, okay. No problem. We'll talk to you later, then.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Miss Gray. So, you knew Mr. Taylor in high school, huh?
Yes, I did. How did you...
Was he on student council with you, too?
Two?
I mean, that's how you knew Mr. Richter, right? Student council.
Yes, we were on student council together, but what made you...
I saw the picture in the yearbook when I came in. Your hair looked so cute back then.
Thank you.
So, what was he like?
What was who like?
Mr. Richter. What about Mr. Taylor? He wasn't in the picture in the yearbook. How do you know him? You were probably in all the same classes. Hung out a lot?
Some.
What was Coleraine like back then? I bet you have some stories you could tell, huh?
Hey, well, what are you doing?
Just adding some sugar to the lemonade.
Hello, Justin.
Hi.
What lemonade?
Sorry, Miss Gray. Haley just gets a little excited about, well, about everything.
That's okay. Haley, why are you so interested in all of us?
I'm not. I mean, not in anyone in particular. Just Coleraine in general. You know, secrets or
anything. And Haley!
Secrets?
I mean, not secrets, really. Just, well, I mean, I love Coleraine. and I just think I should know more about it. So if you ever want to talk about anything, like maybe why you came back
well,
to Cold Rain...
Well, I think Miss Gray said she had to get going.
Yes, I do. I need to get back to my father, who, by the way, Haley, is the only reason I came back to Cold Rain.
Done yet?
Almost, Timmy. I just need to attach the string to the other can. There. Now, let's try it and see if it works.
Okay.
So, if you say something in this can, I should be able to hear you in my can at the other end of the string.
I know how it works, Mikey. I'm not a baby.
Good. I'll try my end first, all right?
All right.
Can you hear me, Timmy?
Yeah. It works, Mikey. It works.
What works?
Our can phone. Mikey can hear me. See? Hi, Mikey.
Of course he can hear you. You're barely 10 feet apart.
Oh.
Well, if you really want to know if it works, you have to make the string longer. And you have to make sure you hold it really tight, too. Otherwise, the string can't carry the sound.
Thank you. And you have a nice day, ma'am.
Hey, Dad.
Luke, what are you doing here?
Working?
Oh, I meant to tell you this morning before I left. I really don't need you today.
What? It's a Saturday, and Caleb's only working a half day. You know it's going to be busy.
Yeah, it's a Saturday, and you're 15. Now, go have some fun.
What's going on? You always want me here on Saturdays.
Nothing's going on. Can a boss give his employee a day off without getting the third degree?
I guess, but what do you want me to do?
Whatever you want to.
Listen, Dad, I really don't have anything I want to do. I don't mind sticking around.
Maybe you need to find something you want to do.
I can work. You're not keeping me from anything.
I'm all set, Luke. Go, have fun.
Fine, I'll go sit home and do nothing. Call me when it gets busy.
I just don't want you to end up like me.
Can you hear me now? Good.
Cool, it does work. Thanks, Justin.
Justin, did you tell him about the lemonade?
Mommy's making lemonade? Yum!
Timmy, no, I mean... Never mind. I mean Operation Lemonade. What Miss Gray told me.
She really didn't tell you anything.
Yes, she...
Haley, you should wait for the attic meeting.
Fine.
Besides, we really need to be more careful with lemonade. You said it right in front of Miss Gray. And it's our code word.
Whatever, Justin. She didn't suspect a thing.
Haley, she's a reporter. She picks up on stuff like that. Hey, speaking of the attic meeting, I have an idea.
What?
We want to know what happened to Grace, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, Grace must know. And she told Mom and Dad. Maybe she'll tell other people. We could use the cans and hear it, too.
Bug Grace's house?
Yeah, with the cans. It'd be like... a can bug.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you want to eavesdrop on Grace?
Not eavesdrop, Haley. Gather information.
I don't know, Mikey.
Don't you want to know what happened to her?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess we're not listening to hurt Grace.
Of course we're not. So, how do we do it?
Well, first we need to tie
up... There isn't any lemonade.
We know.
Well, Janet.
Hi, Ben.
What a surprise. I don't see you in here very often. Are you looking for something in particular?
Actually, I just came to talk to you.
You did?
Yes, it's about the Morrison kids.
Oh, what about them?
Well, they've been asking some pretty strange questions lately about the past here in Coleraine.
The past? A report for school?
I don't think that's it. They seemed pretty eager.
Well, you're probably right, then. What kinds of questions were they asking?
Well, they wanted to know if I hung around with you in high school. And if I hung around with Tom Richter.
Really?
Haley seemed to be the most interested. But it also seemed like Justin was trying to cover something up.
Hmm.
And at the air show a few weeks ago, Justin and Lauren Fisher seemed interested in how Tom and I were connected in high school, too.
Did you tell them?
I told them we knew each other in high school. That's all. It's Haley that really worries me. She mentioned secrets. Secrets of Coleraine.
I wonder what's got them so interested.
I don't know, but I don't see any good reason to be dredging up the past. What's done is done.
Well, I think you're right. Everyone involved has been through enough as it is.
What was that?
Caleb, could you run downstairs and get some more oatmeal, please? We're running low.
Sure.
I didn't know he was here, Ben.
I know, I'm sorry. I forgot all about him.
Do you think he heard much?
I hope not.
Me too.
You're right about the kids, Janet. I didn't think anything of it until you said something, but they have been pretty curious lately.
Well, I'm glad we talked. I better get going.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in. Let's just hope it's harmless curiosity.
Harmless. Right. Bye, Ben.
Bye now. Well, this is turning out to be a morning full of surprises. What brings you here, Jen?
Ben, Mary just wanted me to pick up some dried fruit. She says the kids are eating a lot of canned foods lately.
Oh, dried fruit. Sounds good. Yeah. You got to keep those kids healthy. Bulk foods right over here.
Good.
Bananas, apricots, apples. Mm. You name it, we got it.
Oh, yeah. Looks great. Well, I think I'll just get some of this mixed one right here. There we go. Now, let's just hope Mikey likes it. You know, I'm afraid he'd live off of Fruity Puffs if we'd let him.
Sons, they sure know how to keep us on our toes, don't they?
They sure do. is everything all right, Ben?
I'm not sure. John, I just can't seem to get through to him.
Yeah, you mean Luke?
Yes. I noticed it for the first time at the awards banquet, but I think it's been going on for a lot longer than that.
I'm sorry, I noticed what at the awards banquet?
That all Luke does is work.
Have you talked to him about it?
I tried, but I think he thinks I'm trying to control him. The funny thing is that it's just the opposite. I'm doing this because I want him to discover who he is and not to be so controlled by what other people want from him.
I think that's one of the hardest lessons for our kids to learn. To really listen for God's voice and not just respond to the needs and expectations of others.
That is so important.
Well, I think you're doing all you can do, Ben. Yeah, he'll come around. And in the meantime, Mary and I will be praying for you, right?
Thanks, John.
Oh, sure, of course. Hey, Luke's not here today. You must be having some effect on him.
Well, I'm afraid it wasn't the effect I was looking for. I practically had to lock the door behind him to keep him out. I don't think he liked the idea of leaving me here by myself.
Or he didn't like the idea of leaving here by himself.
Justin, are you sure this is going to work?
Well, I told you, as long as it's pulled tight enough, it'll work for long distances.
All the way to Grace's house? Through all those trees?
Well, I think so. We'll know for sure as soon as Timmy gets back.
Hey, the string just moved.
He's in. Now, I'll just pull it nice and tight. All right. Okay, now that should do it.
This is so cool. It's like we're real detectives.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, can Grace hear us too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so we should probably talk quiet when we're around the can bug. And maybe even whisper.
Right. Is it working? Is it working?
Shh! We were waiting till you got back to check it. Did you brace it really well? It won't work if it gets too loose.
Yep. It's got stuff all around it.
But you didn't bend the string, did you?
Nope.
Oh, then we should be all set.
Sweet. Let's listen for a while. Gross! Is that Finn?
Where did you put it, Timmy?
Right next to Finn's dishes.
Timmy!
What'd you do that for?
You said to brace it, so I put it between his food and his water dish.
No, it's okay, Timmy. We're just gonna have to move it.
You heard what Caleb said, Tom. We must put a stop to all this snooping around.
Yes, I did hear what Caleb said.
just don't really think this is anything to worry about. These kids are just curious.
And what if they uncover something? You think they'll be satisfied then? Of course not. The first thing they'll do is go running off to their parents to tell them what they found out.
Monica, you're not really afraid of these children, are you? Where's Maya, by the way? I didn't see her come home from school.
At the Morrisons. Where else does she ever go? Oh, but how could I forget? She goes to Grace's too, doesn't she, Tom?
Yes, she does.
Well, you can sit around and let them find out everything if you want to, but I plan to protect what we've created here.
Really? And just what do you plan to do, Monica?
Something that will make it perfectly clear just who has the power in this town.
Richter power, Monica? Just don't forget why it is that you have that power at all.
And I'll have a BLT on whole wheat with fries, please.
All right. You all just gonna have water to drink then?
Actually, I think I'll have a lemonade.
And for you too.
Water's fine for me. Thanks.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I'll bring those drinks right out to you.
Thanks.
Oh, what'd you say lemonade for, Luke?
Because that's what I wanted to drink.
Oh, right. Getting a little too into the investigation, don't you think, Brooke?
Ha-ha.
So, Luke, I'm surprised your dad let you have the day off today.
Yeah, and it's a Saturday, no less. How'd you pull that one off?
I didn't pull anything off. Dad practically forced me out of the store.
What? You're kidding, right?
No, I don't know what's going on with him. He's basically running the store all alone today.
Isn't Caleb working?
Only a half day.
It is really busy on a Saturday. Did he tell you why he didn't need you?
I don't think it had anything to do with him needing me or not. I think he's just worried I'm not having enough fun or something.
Luke, listen to yourself. He wants you to have more fun, and all you can do is sit here and wonder why you're not working?
Bex, you know he can't handle it alone.
Becca's right, Luke. He gave you the day off. Enjoy it.
You guys obviously don't get this at all. Just forget it, okay?
Two waters and a lemonade.
Thanks. Oh, thank you. Are you coming to the attic meeting then, Luke?
I'm not sure.
I'll be there, Brooke.
Attic meeting is called to order. Does anyone have any recent developments to share?
Oh, I do.
Yes, Haley?
Well, I talked to Janet Gray.
And almost dumped the lemonade all over the place.
Haley!
Shh!
I did not. She didn't suspect a thing.
I hope not.
Why are you whispering? Because of the CAN book.
The what?
Anyway, I discovered some new information. Miss Gray knew Mr. Richter in high school.
Haley, we already know that.
We do? Well, that's okay, because I have more. The way she was talking, she's obviously hiding something.
Who in Coleraine isn't hiding something?
Maya's right. You practically gave us away to Miss Gray. And for what? To find out something we basically already know.
At least I found out something.
Haley, you really do have to be more careful.
We all do. Nobody's going to tell us anything if they find out we're trying to uncover things they've been trying to cover up for years.
You're right, Becca. But if you guys don't start being more careful, the CAN book's never gonna work.
What are you guys talking about?
Over there. Timmy's listening to it. It's his shift.
His shift? What's he listening to?
The CAN book in Grace's house.
It worked all the way to Grace's house? Cool.
Maybe you guys should come listen to this. I think it's Grace.
Really?
It works?
I told you it would.
You guys are listening in on Grace?
I'm sorry. This CAN has been disconnected. Please check the string and try your call again.
Oh, I think she's onto us.
No kidding.
I just don't understand my dad. He was even upset with me for sticking around to talk to him.
Why?
Because I didn't come here.
Your dad doesn't even know about the attic meeting, does he?
No, but he knew I was coming here. And here is a prospect for fun.
Maybe you should be happy. He wants you to have fun, Luke.
But he doesn't need to worry about me. I'm fine.
Are you really? He's been pretty dependent on you.
Who else does he have to be dependent on?
Maybe this is a sign he's getting over your mom.
Over her? Do you really think it's possible to get over your wife leaving you?
I don't know. I think...
No, you don't know, do you, Brooke? You have no idea what he's going through. Or what I'm going through.
What do you mean, Luke?
I mean, you have two parents who love each other. How do you think your dad would feel if your mom left him? How do you think he'd feel if the one person he was supposed to be able to trust more than anything left him?
I don't know, Luke. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
No one means to hurt anybody in this world, do they? Oh, Mrs. Morse, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone else was out here. I gotta go.
Now, wait a minute, Luke. What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Luke.
So, what am I supposed to do?
Well, before you do anything else, you need to talk to your dad.
I know, and I am gonna try. Thanks, Mrs. Morrison.
Sure, Luke. You know you can always talk to me.
Luke,
you are still here. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Ben. I better get inside. I promised Timmy I'd read to him before bed. Can I get you two anything to drink?
Actually, I just came to walk Luke home, if he's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, bye-bye, then.
Bye now.
Bye. Why'd you come to get me, Dad?
Like I said, I thought we could walk home together.
You mean you thought we could talk?
Okay, you caught me. Listen, Luke. I want you to know why I've been pushing you to spend more time away from the store and away from me lately.
I think I already know.
You do?
Yeah, and I'm not gonna do it, Dad. You don't have to worry.
Do what, Luke?
Leave you. I'm not going to leave you like she did. You don't have to... Try to protect yourself.
Protect me? To leave me? Like Mom. Is that what this is all about?
Oh, look, what have I done to you?
Nothing.
You didn't do anything to anybody. That's why it's so unfair.
Wait a second, Luke. I'm far from perfect. It takes two to make a marriage work, and it takes two to tear it apart.
But you're the one who's alone.
Luke, listen to me. It's not up to you to fill the void that Mom left. I mean, she's gone. And yes, I still pray every night that she'll come back. But God may never answer that prayer with a yes.
And you're okay with that?
The question is, Luke, are you okay with that?
Okay with you being alone?
Okay with trusting God, with me, and with yourself.
What do you mean?
Luke, God has blessed you with an amazing gift of serving others. And more people than me have benefited from that gift, but...
Then why won't you let me use it?
I do want you to use it. But I want you to use the other gifts that God has given you too.
What other gifts?
Gifts you still need to discover. Serving others is only one of your gifts, and if that's the only one you ever used, you wouldn't be living for God, Luke. You'd be living for people.
Dad, when I'm helping other people, I almost feel happy inside.
And when you're not?
I have to think, and I think about Mom, and I feel like I'm suffocating.
Oh, Luke. Sooner or later, you're gonna have to think about it.
But why? It's not gonna change anything.
It'll change your heart. It'll help it heal. God made you an amazing person, Luke. And you need to discover that person. For yourself. And for God.
And to do that, I have to deal with Mom being gone.
No matter how much it hurts. Just one more thing you need to remember, Luke.
Okay.
I love you, son. And that love will never be dependent on what you do or what you don't do for me.
Thanks, Dad. I love you, too. When we get home, I think I better call Brooke.
Why is that?
I need to tell her I'm sorry. And I need to thank her for being a real friend to me tonight.
Come on, let's go home.
This doesn't mean I can't work at the store anymore, does it?
No. It means you're gonna work harder.
Today, we learned a lot more about the pain the Taylor family is carrying around. It'll be interesting to see how God might continue to use that pain to draw them closer to his heart. But this time, we heard Luke hiding out by being helpful to others, like at the awards banquet and at the store. He didn't want to share how he was hurting for his dad, so he just disappeared and chose to quietly help out behind the scenes. If pain is making you want to fade into the background of life rather than share your heart as part of your family or group, I encourage you to talk to your parents or church leaders today. The risk you take by being open and honest is far better than shutting down and being alone. You can even write to us here at CBH Ministries so we can pray for you. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org. This week's episode, Can Do, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. The production engineer was Steve O'Dell. Musical score by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. Down Gilead Lane is produced by CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. That's it for us. We'll see you next time, Down Gilead Lane.